This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It was also reported Friday that the U.S. economy added over 300,000 jobs. Unfortunately, most of them are bridge fixer.
That was similar to a joke. Somewhat humorous. Very, very unusual. It should be, they're like children, you know. When you see something happen right, they should be praised like the children that they are. Not so bad. Bom, ba, dum, bom. Talking to my friend Scott. Scott today makes a very important observation. The earthquake, New Jersey, New York, on Friday was 4.8 on the Richter scale, right? Caused by climate change, according to a left-wing Democrat in New York, which means, you know, white men, because you know how they are. And so, wait a minute, we had a 4.8 earthquake on the Richter scale on Friday, and today we've got the solar eclipse on 4.8. The date is 4.8. What? That is nuts. How crazy is that? And Scott weighed in with that. It's pretty. Can that be a coincidence, Michael? Do you think that, is it possible that that is a coincidence? That doesn't seem like it's possible that that'd be a coincidence. That's crazy. 4.8 and then 4.8 again. I'm freaking. I'm not really. I'm not really freaking out about anything, but that's okay. That's pretty nuts. Hey, happy Monday to you. We are at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. A lot to talk about today. And this Bill Ackman guy, he became famous during the Harvard dust-up with the anti-Semitism and all that. He's a graduate, very successful in our free market economy, Bill Ackman. And he started noticing that Harvard had gone down the path of anti-Semitism and kind of like little Hitler people, you know. And he spoke up about it, and good for him. He also has an X account. It's an X account. And he posted, "Can anyone think of another situation in history where Americans were taken hostage by terrorists and our president act as if this had not occurred? I can't think of one example in the past 180 days where Biden has expressed concern for the American hostages that are still being held by Hamas. Does this make you feel safe as an American citizen?" asks Bill Ackman. I've been talking about this pretty consistently, that there are American hostages being held, and we don't hear a peep out of Joe Biden on this. We don't hear a peep out of our members of Congress. And look, that includes the Republican members of Congress, too. Americans held hostage by, you know, remember, dun, 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 day 141, America held hostage. Well, now the news media doesn't care because the Democrat Party doesn't care, and the news media is the Democrat Party. That's the thing about them. Now, the crazy Democrat in New York who is certain that the earthquake on Friday was caused by climate change, and that means it's your fault, because, and it's really just white men. The word patriarchy, which the left loves to attack, the patriarchy, the people that give you clean water and electricity and air travel and telephones, but never mind all that, you're welcome. The patriarchy means, that's Democrat code. They're always talking in code while accusing you of speaking in code. And the code for that is white men. What the word patriarchy means is white men. And we are thinking about taking away many of your luxuries. Because we're like mom and dad. And if you guys like electricity and cell phones and the internet and stuff, where do you think all that stuff came from? You're welcome. Amazing stuff. Yeah, and I'm looking for that crazy woman, the woman from New York, who said that it was climate change that caused it all, that caused the earthquake. Darn climate change and earthquakes and all that stuff. Completely crazy. Your Democrat Party. Now, the Democrat Party is the party of jihad. They love Hamas and they hate Israel. Oh, I love this story, too. This is a great story. The New York Post with this story. You know, we had this ship, the Dolly, crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore and collapsed it. That was a bad thing. Six people were killed, and the bridge is down, and it's going to take, because we don't do anything well anymore in this country because of Democrats. Let's face it. It's going to take us 10 or 15 years to get the bridge back up and running. You know, the Pentagon was built in 16 months from the day they broke ground till the day that people were sitting at their desks talking on the phone, making plans. But this is going to take maybe 10 years, they're saying, and that means it'll take 15 years. But listen to this. The New York Post, massive container ship loses power. Remember, that's what happened to the Dolly at Lost Power. Massive container ship loses power near New York City's Verrazano Narrows Bridge days after Baltimore Key Bridge disaster. You know, if it had crashed into one of the piers of the Verrazano Narrows Bridge in New York City and collapsed the Verrazano Narrows, probably a different thing, but who knows? You don't know until you crash a big ship into it, do you? So a massive container ship loses power, just like the Dolly in Baltimore Harbor, near the Verrazano Bridge, says the days after the Baltimore Key Bridge disaster, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And this is pretty amazing stuff in New York City, this giant tanker ship and, you know, tugboat captain operating in the port area there. Said that the captain of the container ship, the Quang Dao, it's the Quang Dao, it lost power while transiting New York City Harbor. They had three escort tugboats, but three more were needed to bring her under control. They regained power and were brought to anchor near the Verrazano Bridge. But, and there are photographs and stuff of this gigantic, you know, the size of the World Trade Center, these giant ships. And once they start heading in one direction, the inertia is difficult to control. But nearly another disaster, and fortunately it didn't happen. In New York, they had six tugboats that had to bring this giant ship under control, a Chinese ship. And that's, you know, hey, wait a minute, but it's a Chinese ship. How can that be in New York Harbor? That's terrible. Yeah, well, you know, we should probably be keeping an eye on them. I'm thinking that might be a good idea. That's what I'm telling you. Amazing. Yes, sir. Now, let's go to this Green Party Senate candidate from New York. Amazing stuff from Christina Amira Khalil. Christina Amira Khalil is the Green Party candidate for the Senate, which means she's slightly left of the mainstream of the Democrat Party, but only slightly. And she is a crazy person, of course. She writes things like Bernie Sanders, who is Jewish, but he honeymooned in the Soviet Union, and he's a commie. He says he's a democratic socialist. He's a communist, let's face it. But Christina Amira Khalil, tweeting at Bernie Sanders, wrote, Senator Sanders, your racism is showing. You called Hamas terrorists, but not Israel, for committing a genocide? Question mark. You don't think people who commit genocides are terrorists? It's multiple genocides because they're terrorists, you know. That's the thing about them. The Israelis, they're not the targets of genocide. They're the perpetrators of genocide. That's the thing about these left wingers, and that's your Democrat Party, completely crazy. Now, she then went on X, the same woman, Christina Amira Khalil, Green Party candidate for the United States Senate in the state of New York. And she wrote, This is on Friday. I experienced my first earthquake in New Jersey. We never get earthquakes. The climate crisis is real. The climate crisis is real because weather causes earthquakes in the tiny little left-wing mind of Christina Amira Khalil. She continued, the weirdest experience ever. It was not the weirdest experience ever, not even close. I experienced my first earthquake in New Jersey. We never get earthquakes. Never is the wrong word. Rarely is the right word. The climate crisis is real. These people are extremely unwell. They're mental. Mental dwarfism. Just crazy. But that's your Democrat Party. And since the Democrat here, left-winger Christina Amira Khalil, attacking Bernie Sanders, saying, Bernie Sanders, your racism is showing because you called Hamas terrorists, but not Israel, for committing a genocide. You don't think people who commit genocides, plural, are terrorists. This is the left. The left will have death camps up and running within a generation. Again, they've had many, many death camps in my lifetime, and certainly over the last century, since the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, which Bernie Sanders was personally involved with, of course. But let's go to the Democrats in Dearborn, Michigan. Let's go to soundbite number one, or numero uno, as the Democrats like to say. In Dearborn, Michigan, where there are a lot of Muslims, and that's where the Democrat Party is worried about their two-state solution. They want to win Michigan and Minnesota so they can continue to destroy Western civilization and collapse the Roman Empire. That's their goal. And they've got a left-wing radical extremist, jihadi, anti-Semite, genocidal Democrat named Tariq Bazzi. And Tariq Bazzi, there was a big rally in Dearborn, Michigan, and the speakers were people like Tariq Bazzi. And listen to them with their, it's not just death to Israel and pro-jihad, it's death to America. The Democrats have imported this, and they're promoting it and propping it up. And they're treating it like it's a respectable and honorable political faction in the United States, when in reality it is a bloodthirsty gang of ghouls that are part of the Islamic Jihad, the worldwide jihad. And here is Tariq Bazzi.
Pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America. Malcolm X said, and I quote, we live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen
devilry.
And would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth.
He means on Allah's earth. And they were chanting death to America in Arabic. You could make out the word America. But they were chanting death to America. The headline from the New York Post, anti-Israel protesters chant death to America and death to Israel at rally in Michigan. The Fox News headline, protesters in Michigan chant death to America and Israel. They are Nazis. That's part of the chant, too. And that's Tariq Bazzi. He's a mainstream Democrat. Then in Dearborn, Michigan, an imam whose name is Usama, like Osama bin Laden. Osama Abdagani was also a part of this rally in Dearborn, Michigan.
Israel before this, brothers and sisters, was a sacred cow. Nobody could criticize Israel. Everybody was terrified of being anti-Semitic. Everybody was afraid
of
them.
No, they're not.
But now the people of conscience very openly will criticize Israel. They recognize Israel for what it is. Israel is ISIS. They are Nazis. They are fascists. They are racist. The people of the world now know this.
Sure, sure. That's this is the Democrat Party in 2024. If you're a Democrat, this is you. Then they had a child, you know, future suicide bomber in Michigan, the Democrat Party, Free, Free Palestine.
Free Palestine. From the river to the sea.
What a voice.
Palestine will be free.
And then Joe Biden called in a drone strike, and they were all killed. It was a tragic, tragic outcome. That didn't happen. Joe Biden didn't call in a drone. He's pandering to them. He's the Democrats. Anti-Israel activists chanting death to America, death to Israel, Michigan rally. The jihad capital of the U.S., just amazing. It's extraordinary. Dearborn, Michigan, for Al-Quds Day. There is a great war coming here on the planet Earth and massacres coming. Will the United States of America be able to stave this off? Will be able to defeat the enemies of civilization? That remains to be seen. You know that the Eden Pure, the great people at Eden Pure, having their famous BOGO deal on the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. When you get one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier, you get one more for free. Doesn't matter how many you buy, you get an equal number for free. You buy two, you get two Eden Pure Thunderstorms for free. You can give them as gifts. You can put one in the teenager's room. Put one in the office. Come on. You buy five, you get five for free. The Thunderstorm will help to completely eliminate any odor, even the worst odors. Talking about litter boxes and cigarette smoke, your mother-in-law's cooking, even Michael Moore is no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Talk about smelly. The O3 molecules seek out and destroy the odors, even behind furniture. Nothing can hide from the Thunderstorm. And right now is the time to order, because Eden Pure's buy one, get one free sale is for a limited time only. You don't want to wait. With thousands of five-star reviews online, it works like a champ. We've got two of them at home ourselves. Buying several for around the house, even as gifts. Great idea. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code ChrisBogo. ChrisBogo. Buy one, get one. That's EdenPureDeals.com, and the discount code is ChrisBogo. Yes, sir. Yeah, the Democrat Party. I mean, honestly, if you vote for Democrats, we need to have a talk. We're at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Yeah, I do love... Oh, I made a mistake earlier. The crazy person, the Democrat Green Party member, who Christina Amira Khalil, who said that the earthquake was caused by climate change, is running for the Senate in New Jersey. In New Jersey and not in New York. My apologies for that, because I know a lot of Democrats are going to want to vote for her. Christina Amira Khalil. I experienced... Now, she's being mocked by members of Congress and by normal-thinking people everywhere. It's kind of tough being that dumb. But when you're a Democrat, you know, you can live in your little cocoon, your little party bubble.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point-of-sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Democrat Party madness. Madness everywhere. Absolute insanity. 4.8 earthquake on the Richter scale, and then on the date 4.8 an eclipse. Honestly, can the Armageddon be far behind? You know, there's a lot of talk on the internet. It's what the internet is for, I think, about this eclipse going over certain cities across the United States with biblical names, and this could mean big goings on, such goings on in the United States. It could be. Could be the apocalypse, the Armageddon. Just one more day. One more day could be the apocalypse, could be the Armageddon. This is kind of a crazy story. Biden may be kept off of the Ohio ballot. The state of Ohio, one of our 50 states. Ohio warns Democrats that Biden may miss deadline for November ballot. The Washington Post is very concerned about this because they're a Democrat Party newspaper, and Biden may miss Ohio ballot deadline, elections officials say. Pretty amazing stuff. And NBC fake news. Biden may have trouble getting on Ohio's general election ballot, state's top election official warns. Now, here's the thing. They're Democrats, so all they have to do is break the law, and that's what they're going to do. The laws don't apply to them. The law of gravity barely applies to them. So the Washington Post typing on behalf of their party, the Democrat Party. Democrats may miss a deadline to get President Biden on the general election ballot in Ohio, according to the state's Election Management Office. In a letter seen by the Washington Post, meaning shared, Democrat to Democrat, trip to the jacuzzi and everything's okay. In a letter seen by the Washington Post, the Ohio Secretary of State's office told Ohio Democratic Party Chair Liz Walters that the Democratic National Committee's nominating convention is scheduled too late for Biden to make the Ohio ballot because a state law requires nominees to be certified at least 90 days before the general election. The letter, citing Ohio's presidential ballot laws, said the deadline to certify a presidential candidate in Ohio 90 days prior to the general election. The Washington Post just said that twice. The election is November 5th this year, putting Ohio's deadline at August 7th. But the Democratic National Convention, which is expected to be a riot, I just inserted that. The Washington Post doesn't really say that. But the Democratic National Convention, which is expected to nominate Biden for a rematch against Donald Trump, isn't scheduled to convene until August 19th. Well, how can that be? Then they can't get on the ballot in Ohio, and then he can't win the presidential election unless they just break the law, which is what they're going to do. The letter from Paul DeSantis, no relation, chief legal counsel for the secretary, the Ohio Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, and Frank LaRose is actually a Republican, asked Democrat state legislative leaders for clarification to assure the party's timely compliance with Ohio law. Now, this is the funny thing, is that there are two, and this is what happens, there are two ways out for them. They hold the convention in Chicago. It's scheduled for Chicago this year, earlier, so that they meet Ohio's deadline, or they just ignore the law, which Joe Biden does all the time, and the Democrats do all the time, like student loan debt relief, for example. Supreme Court says you can't do that. That's illegal. The Congress must approve $146 billion in debt relief. You can't just give it away. And he said, screw the Supreme Court. We'll completely ignore that. We'll call out the National Guard. We'll have Schumer go back to the Supreme Court and threaten the members of the court. So members of the Ohio Democratic Party who were copied on the letter, Ohio House Minority Leader Allison Russo and Ohio Senate Minority Leader Nikki Antonio, did not respond to the Washington Post request for comment on Sunday morning. They weren't at church. They were probably off cheating somewhere, but never mind that. But the Biden campaign said the president would appear on the ballot We're monitoring the situation in Ohio, and we're confident that Joe Biden will be on the ballot in all 50 states, said Josh Marcus Blank, who's a man with a hyphenated last name, a Biden-Harris 2024 campaign spokesperson. Now, the two ways out are to move the convention. They're not going to do that. Too many issues, you know, booking hotel rooms. They got their restaurant reservations and their prostitutes and everything have already been scheduled. So they can't change that. So they're just going to tell Ohio, change the law or just ignore it. Because we know that the law doesn't apply to them. That's one of the things about being a Democrat. Laws don't apply to you. Don't you know? All right, let's see. You're a Democrat Party. Now, for Joe Biden, let's go to soundbite number 5. Yesterday on ABC Fake News, This Week, that's the name of the show, right? It used to have David Brinkley on there a long time ago, and then it was a news show, but that's been quite a while. Then Martha Raddatz is the ABC News reporter, and I used to work with her at the Pentagon long ago. She was assigned to the Pentagon for ABC News when I was assigned to the Pentagon. And Martha Raddatz was talking to the Democrat Party champion and former DNC chair, Donna Brazile, because, you know, it's just a Democrat Party circle fest on these Sunday morning shows. And Donna Brazile, Democrat, talking to Martha Raddatz, Democrat. And the Joe Biden is maybe he's not the best message guy that the world has ever seen. And what with all the war in the world, with the Houthis in Yemen attacking ships and shipping going to the, you know, the Suez Canal, with the war with Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad against Israel and Hezbollah in the north and Iran being the source of funding for all that. And then Iran's source of funding is the Democrat Party in the United States. Martha Raddatz had a question. Gosh, is Joe Biden really the best of the best?
President Biden doesn't talk about the wars very often, should he?
The wars.
Absolutely. Not just in Israel, Ukraine. We're a superpower. He is the commander in chief. Absolutely. He should speak out more. And also, we should cover what he's saying, because often when he speaks, nobody listens.
Okay.
Okay. Because often we should cover, we, the news media, you and me, Martha, we're on the same team, Team Democrat. We pretend that some of us are in the news media and that some of us are in politics, but really there is no daylight between these two bodies. Remarkable. And Ukraine. Anybody calling for a ceasefire in Ukraine yet? I'd like to call for a ceasefire in Ukraine. I think that there should be a ceasefire in Ukraine. There have been hundreds of thousands of people killed on each side. That is to say, we're looking at 600,000 people killed in this war. And the Democrats are soiling their undergarments over what they say, and it's a lie, is 30,000 killed in the Gaza. And the number is not nearly that high. And they say it's all women and children, and they're lying about everything because they just take the word of Hamas. And there is absolutely no way that those numbers are accurate. There's also no way that there's a famine in Gaza, given that they've been given twice as much food by the people they're trying to murder, by the Israelis. Over the last 6 months, the thing's been going on for 6 months. We've had hostages held, American hostages held by Hamas for 6 months. Our news media doesn't report it, doesn't talk about it, doesn't cover it. The Biden White House, including the White House press corps, doesn't talk about it. It doesn't come up. American hostages being held by Hamas, raped, tortured, murdered. And it's not even a news story because Democrats are in charge. And so there is war in Europe. So there's war in the Middle East and another war in the Middle East and then another war in the Middle East. And and the Democrats are funding the big dog behind the curtain, which is the Ayatollahs in Tehran. But never mind all of that. Isn't that amazing? And Donna Brazile, well, you know, gosh, then we get sure we go. Oh, yeah, he should talk about the wars. It's kind of a peculiar question by Raddatz asking Donna Brazile, should he talk about the wars more? Oh, yeah, he should talk about all the it's real good. We're real good. He's going to turn everybody into an ear of corn if he doesn't. It's just amazing how corrupt our culture has become. And the news media is key to all of that. Key to all of that. Yeah, you should talk about the war in Ukraine. It's going so well. How many hundreds of thousands dead in the war in Ukraine? And why is it that the Democrat Party and their minions are not in the streets chanting for a ceasefire in Ukraine? Why? Well, because, you know, they don't care about human life. Oh, yeah, that's... And the casualties are much, much, I mean, 10 to 20 times as great in the Ukraine war as we have seen in the war against the troglodytes in the Gaza by the forces of civilization known as Israel. Just saying. Also, there's this left-wing radical by the name of Sink Weiger. Do you know Sink Weiger? He is, well, he used to be on MSDNC, right? Was he on MSDNC? And then the Young Turks, he's the Young Turks because he's Turkish. And it's Cenk Weiger, but it really should be known as Sink Weiger because he's a Sink Weiger. Sink Weiger has, he posts things on the internet. I don't think anybody pays any attention to it, but that's okay. Because he said something over the weekend that at long last got some attention. It's very unusual for him because nobody likes him, and he's not a truth teller. He's a very dishonest person. He lies quite liberally. That is a little bit of a play on words. And he said some really shocking things about the Democrats stealing elections because he's a left-wing Democrat. He's a Biden guy. He's an Obama guy. He's a Hillary guy. He's a left-wing radical. He's anti-American. And the Democrats love him because if you're anti-American and you have a funny name like Barack Hussein Obama or Sink Weiger, then the Democrats say, oh, we've got to like whatever he says because, you know, and the more anti-American, the better. So here's Sink Weiger. And there's some dim-witted woman sitting there with him on the set who gasps in shock when he says what he says. But Sink Weiger... you know, the Democrats are going around saying, everybody, Donald Trump's a threat to democracy. January 6th. And what about the 360 riots you guys had from coast to coast? All that good stuff. But here's Sink Weiger. It may have been Friday, but the video emerged over the weekend saying that it's, you know, the Democrats and Biden who may actually be the real threat to democracy, he's going to have to be disowned by the party.
He's right to be concerned about Biden being a threat to democracy himself. Maybe not for the reasons that he's stating, but Biden did support anti-democratic movements within the primary. The Democratic Party canceled the election in Florida. They tried to keep out every candidate in North Carolina, Tennessee, etc. So they love to rig elections. Yes, I use the word rigged. Okay, so you can go cry about it if you're mainstream media. How about you do your job and talk about how they canceled the election in Florida in the primary and just declared Biden the winner? So if you're going to make the argument that you're a champion of democracy, you should probably try it in your own primaries.
Nah. Sink Weiger, left-wing radical extremist fascist, talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I'm sorry, I should have said that going in. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., talked about Joe Biden being perhaps a greater threat to democracy. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., we played some of this Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for you last week. And of course, he's right. The Democrats, and they're going to do it in Ohio. I was just talking about how they're not going to meet state law in Ohio for Joe Biden to be on the ballot on Election Day. But they don't care about that. His name will be on there anyway because the law is nothing to them. I'm going like this with my hand because the law is nothing to them. They'll just brush it aside. So who's the bigger threat to democracy? And the radical left-winger, Sink Weiger, says RFK is talking about Joe Biden being a greater threat to democracy. They don't meet deadlines. They're trying to knock all their opponents, like in Senegal and Venezuela and Russia. They want all their opponents, like RFK Jr., to be kicked off the ballots in various states and across the country entirely. They're trying to do this with President Trump. In multiple states, they're doing it with RFK. And Sink Weiger noticed, well, wait a minute, how can you say you're the champion of democracy when you're steamrolling democracy at every turn? Sink Weiger.
Biden is now funding a genocide and is an awful choice, has been corrupt his whole life. You're never going to get anything but corruption from Joe Biden.
Wow. Well, that's Cenk Uygur. He's in trouble with the Democrat Party now. Yeah, well, it's the old nothing gets you in trouble like the truth. So that's why Cenk Uygur is in trouble now. Joe Biden has been corrupt his entire career, and he does the genocide. That's the big thing, accusing the Jews of genocide in Gaza for fighting terrorism, while the real genocidal army, Hamas, uses women and children as human shields and hospitals and schools. But the Democrats are on the side of Hamas in Michigan, in New York. They're on the side of Hamas. And, then you got your Jose Andres sends a team in there. Gourmet meals for ghoulish murderers. Mainstream Democrat Party stuff.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Yeah, Joe Biden and the Democrats are going to ignore the law, ignore the Supreme Court, ignore the Congress, and buy votes of young people that have student loan debt with billions and billions of our dollars, like a third world non-English speaking country, because the Democratic Party isn't. These aren't liberals. This is the left, and they are not on our side. Let's take a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Russ, calling from Alexandria, Virginia. Russ, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Hey, I think it's fascinating that in a lot of places, the end of civilization is marked by a total eclipse. For the rest of us, it was the election of Joe Biden.
The end of civilization is normally or often marked by a total eclipse?
Absolutely. In a lot of primitive cultures. for us, it was the election of Joe Biden, and it's not looking good.
You know, you are not alone. You're not alone in your concern. The election cannot come soon enough, and I wonder what the Democrat Party is going to do when they lose on Election Day. It's going to be an interesting thing to watch. Should probably call out the National Guard now, don't you think?
Why wait to the last minute? I think today reminded me of that, and so there we go.
So there we go. Well, listen, Russ, I thank you. I'm looking forward to the eclipse. I plan on being on a rooftop. I have my eclipse glasses. In fact, my best girl and I, we located our eclipse glasses, two pairs of eclipse glasses from the August 21st, 2017 eclipse. We got two pairs of eclipse glasses then. And our glasses actually have that date, August 21st, 2017, and today's date on the glasses. They were planning ahead. They knew even back then. You know why? The patriarchy, that's why.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going?
Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.